on RSN 927's Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
The Big Eagle's covering Wodonga today. The Bald Eagle, rather, not the Big. Well, he's big and bald, I suppose. He's everything. How are you, Glenn?
Thanks for that.
Oh, dear. Hey, a much better scenario for Wodonga today than it was last year when I was up there. It was really, really wet, but they got through. But it's a much different scenario today.
Yeah, and look, we're due a nice day, aren't we? And we've got beautiful weather there. We've got a drying track. I think we're on a good four and should play pretty fair. And it looks a really good card to have a bet.
All right. Rick McIntosh, Terry Bailey and I have sort of began a conga line of enthusiasm for High Stranger in the Cup. We couldn't work out why High Stranger was double-figure odds. Are we missing something?
No, you're not. You put the wind up me too because I didn't put in my first four. But I think there's five winning chances in that race. It's a terrific race. So, yeah, couldn't talk you out of it.
All right. Well, take us through your thoughts for the Wodonga Cup and then we'll get your best and quaddies and so on and value bets.
Okay, we'll do the quaddie legs. Matty, right. Race 6 is the benchmark 58 over 1,590 metres. The scratching of Let's See leaves this race at the mercy of the 10 Riviera Cyclone to win again. She was dominant last start at Seymour with the winkers coming off and the blinkers going back on. That was after showing improvement leading up to it. I think she's a clear horse to beat. From the one, Tully's Gold, who's next best. He's been chipping away on wet tracks and then went to Moonee Valley and found a good track with lead and tired late. The 3 kilo claim is important. The barrier forces him to go forward and lead. If the track's favouring that scenario, he's certainly winning hope too. The 8, Messaminto, won a thin 58 last start at Benalla. Probably going to find this harder, but is racing well enough. And the 5, Oceans of Stamina. Yet to fire for the new stable after crossing from Peter Moody's. Should be at peak fitness now, and this is a thin race. So numbers are 10, 1, 8 and 5.
All right, that's race 6. Race 7 is the Cup.
Yeah, good addition to the race. As I said before, there's probably 5 winning chances. And for that reason, I sided with the 2, Biometric, on top. In a pretty even race, I thought represents the best value. It was $12. He's into about $8.50 now. I think that's still a touch of overs. He was okay first up and what's turned out to be a hot race at Flemington behind the likes of Nugget, Greenfly, Detonator Jack. And I think he's expected to improve as a second up winner getting onto a drier track. In for second, I put the 6, Lucky Decision. His best is good enough. The Moody Stable's just churning out winners after winners at the moment. And you could make excuses his past couple. Inferior ground at Donald. And then got too far back at Mornington behind the Flying Key. So he'll be in the finish, but might have to take a sit from that inside draw. The 10, Polanco, in for third. Long time between wins. Loomed up at Bendigo, 2 back, and then no luck at Flemington. Stuck on OK. And the 3, Black Star, has been strongly supported this morning. He'll probably go forward, be more prominent from a good draw today. He's also a winning chance. A good race. Numbers 2, 6, 10 and 3.
2, 6, 10 and 3. We got 60-odd seconds before Healesville, so we might be able to get through races 8 and 9 in that time. Eagle?
Okay, race 8. Keen to bet into this race. I really like the way the 2, Losantos, jumped out at Wodonga. He then closed off well in an Albury trial behind subsequent winners Greek Tycoon and Nemeneth from the Mitch Beer Stable. He's the first up winner of the past and finds a suitable race to win fresh. The dangers is the 4, Booze Reward, who had a bit of stable confidence despite being a big drifter in the market at Seymour. She looks quite handy. Can certainly win again, making her own luck up on speed. The 11, Orlando Grove, comes off a short spell and at her best fresh. She tuned up with a quiet jump out at Mornington, favoured by the inside draw. Market will be the good guide there. It's been firming all morning. And the 9, Teetotal, might have needed to run first up, but was off a bit early and closing late. Numbers 2, 4, 11 and 9.
2, 4, 11 and 9. And just quickly through the last.
The 8 on top broadside of Moore's. Airborne for local trainer Peter Maher. Touch unlucky in a strong race last start. Drifted back after a good beginning and let down well. Looks a great chance at about that $8. I'll put the 2, Halo Warrior, into second at $23. Best roughie for mine. The 5, into third, Deprivation. Short enough in the market, but goes forward, deserves respect. And the 1, Bless, is the X Factor, ex John O'Shea, but we haven't seen for 6 weeks. Big market watch numbers, 8, 2, 5, and 1.
The Eagle, what about some best bets and value bets, Eagle?
Yeah, okay, 3 key bets here. The best bet is race 2, number 5, Marine Parade. Next best, race 8, number 2, Lafonte. Best value bet, race 7, number 2, Biometric. Today's quaddy, 1, 5, 8 and 10 in the first. Second leg, 2, 3, 6, 9 and 10. Third leg, 2 and 4 only. And the last leg, 1, 2, 3, 5 and 8. And our play of the day, race 8, Aquinella, 2 and 4. I think you can get some value out of it.
Good on you, mate. Good luck at Wodonga today.
Thanks, Matty. You too.